Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Christians, we sometimes feel weak. It is an utter illusion. The Creator himself underlines that in the first reading today. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for the Lord has anointed me. Because what do you think that anointing at confirmation was? We sometimes hear catchphrases in the church about empowerment. Excuse me for saying so, but no one in the church needs to be empowered. They have been anointed already by the thumb of God the Father himself. Who do you think you are, or what do you think you are doing trying to add to that? I mean, seriously. It is the Holy Spirit himself, through the sacred chrism, who now rests on our soul, whose power, might, and action is dependent on no one but the Father and the Son. The other problem of empowerment talk is that empowerment is not for Christians. Atheism is weak and small, so leave it for the atheists. Christians are about love and so about service. This is what is asked of us in this reading. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those in prison, to proclaim a year of favour from the Lord. What's important about the passage is also what is so often left out. Certainly we are called to bring freedom, but how? Not so much through programs and activism, but in our rejoicing in the Lord. I exult for joy in the Lord, my soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in the cloak of integrity, like a bridegroom wearing his wreath, like a bride adorned in her jewels. In other words, in being a Christian of integrity, going to confession regularly, living the commandments, and spending part of each day praising the Lord. God's praise is immensely powerful in itself. It opens my own heart and makes room for God's action. Too little are our Catholic activities nourished by the praise of God by myself personally. We are his bride. He is our lover who is coming soon at Christmas. No wonder we are in anticipation. Our heart's desire is coming. This is the most important witness we can make in acts of truly dynamic divine love in the world. Let us pray. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.